civil disobedience. Made you new house coat, Mama. Eve held out the garment. You may sew better than you clean my kitchen, but I do not need a new house coat. You know Pastor Bob is visiting this morning. Eve had rehearsed to this part. Your purple house coat is in the laundry. Edith fingered the white lace running down the front zipper, the black bows stitched at the neck. Eve had counted on her mother's lifelong weakness for bows. She relented and allowed herself to be dressed. While Eve styled the older woman's stiff white curls, Edith prattled about election results. A Negro in office. We're a country of heathens. Pastor Bob would say the Lord works in mysterious ways, Eve murmured boldly. Don't be foolish, girl. St. Paul says, what communion hath light with darkness? Darkness, St. Paul says. Blue veins popped out of the crepe paper skin on Eve's hands. People are people, Mama, no matter their skin color. None of that. Thought I cured you of that when that king man got shot. That was 40 years ago. Don't I know it, her mother snapped. And we're still no better off than to get a Negro president. April 4th, 1968. Edith had made Eve scrub the kitchen floor with a toothbrush for wearing a black armband after Martin Luther King's assassination. A ribbon, actually. One of Eve's few hair decorations. 40 years later, that same ribbon sat eloquently against the white lace of her mother's new house coat.